This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. Final hour of power. Air as we take you around the DMV here on this Sunday afternoon. You're tapped in to the Youngest in Charge and L. Willingham, taking you up to 1 o'clock. Right now, though, breaking news here into the Fan. It is being reported by Shams Sarani of ESPN that the United States District Attorney's Office is investigating Detroit Pistons guard Malik Beasley on allegations of gambling related to NBA games and prop bets. That is according to Shams Sarani of ESPN. So if you're just joining us, the U.S. District Attorney's Office is investigating Pistons guard Malik Beasley on allegations of gambling related to NBA games and prop bets. Malik Beasley coming off a career year for the Detroit Pistons, and he is set to be a free agent coming up this summer. But, man, is that a massive allegation coming out of the NBA this morning. We've seen it here over the past couple of seasons when it comes to guys getting popped for gambling scandals. This is the most prominent player to date, though. Malik Beasley was a legit Sixth Man of the Year candidate this year. He averaged 16 points per game. He shot, what was it, 42% from the three-point line last year? A career year for Malik Beasley. Yet he's getting popped for a gambling allegation. This is only going to get worse. I 110% guarantee you, this is only going to get worse. I totally feel like it gets worse. Recently, I just watched the Tim Donaghy Netflix special, and the NBA missed the boat at that time. And they covered things up in terms of their gambling scandals that were going on back then. The fact that gambling's now been legalized and everyone can do it at the click of a button and it's super hard to trace, I think this is just the beginning. We saw Jontay Porter last year get a lifetime ban for, you know, fixing lines and intentionally pulling himself out of games in order to have prop bets hit. If Jontay Porter got a lifetime ban, he's a nobody. If the NBA finds Malik Beasley guilty, they are going to make an example out of him for sure. I 100% believe it. I just am like, wow. You know what I think? And this is a cynical way to look at it, but like that's just where I am right now. I think that gambling ultimately is going to ruin the integrity of pro sports. Like I genuinely believe that when I say it. I truly believe that gambling is going to ruin the integrity of pro sports. We're seeing it in the NBA. I don't think it's been as prominent in the NFL. I just don't know, man. I just don't know. I wonder if, first of all, I want to give him credit where credit's due. Malik Beasley is innocent until proven guilty, right? Like, I think that matters, obviously. But, man, once your name is swirling with an allegation like this, it's hard to really clear yourself, man. Wow. This is, you're not even going to believe this, guys. Malik Beasley, on April 13th, tweeted, "Ant, you got to get 7 threes to beat me tonight." So I think he was talking about, wow. I think he would be, that'd be dumb. Wow, so I just, our guy Jalen Morgan just tweeted out, Malik Beasley's always been a sketchy dude. I remember when Sua Cravens beat him up in the hotel lobby. Is this a thing? I have no clue if this is a thing or not. But man, what a black eye to the NBA. I mean, that's just a wet blanket over. And to have this happen at the start of free agency, because free agency starts tomorrow at 6 o'clock. To have this happen on the eve of free agency, just a dagger to the NBA. So Shams also reporting, Beasley and the Pistons, wow, were in serious talks on a new 3-year, $42 million extension to bring the sharpshooter back to Detroit. But now, obviously, talks are on hold. That's a tough situation, man. Man, that's a tough situation. I feel bad for NBA fans. Not Malik Beasley. Like, I can give a rat's ass about Malik Beasley. He's an idiot for gambling on pro sports, and he's in the NBA. He knows the damn rules. There's no excuse. He's an idiot. I feel bad for the fans. Because there's so many times out there, and I've been drawing the short end of the stick too. There have been so many times out there where I've lost bets because of one prop. I've lost bets because of one guy. And fans cuss out these dudes and send them death threats and mean, nasty tweets and all that. Why? Because sometimes fans feel like the players are rigging things. And if a guy, wow. So this is from 2019. Our guy Jalen Morgan just sent it to me from the New York Post. Wow. Malik Beasley and Sua Cravens got into a wild fight in a hotel lobby. It must have been over a woman. That's the only thing I can mention. That's the only thing I can think about. It's got to be over a woman. And yes, it is. It was over Montana Yao. Wow. I'm stunned that this is even a thing right now. If you're just now joining us, breaking news in a 106.7 The Fan, the U.S. District Attorney's Office is investigating Pistons guard Malik Beasley on allegations of gambling related to NBA games and prop bets. It's tough, man. It's tough. Our guy Athan in Annapolis tweets at me and says, Donahue took the fall for everyone back then because if they would have done a real investigation, it would have destroyed the NBA. There were crooked referees all around back then. And Athan, I'll take it a step further. Those crooked-ass refs still exist in today's NBA. Some of the other officials that were mentioned still are officiating to this day. So this is a mess, boy. I mean, a real, real mess. If you got any thoughts on this, you can chime in on this as well at 1-800-636-1067. Do you think gambling is going to ruin the integrity of pro sports? You also can chime in on the Terry McLaurin stuff if you want to dish on that as well. But we'll get back out to the phones. Our guy Nate in Upper Marlboro has been waiting for a long time. Nate, we appreciate you waiting for us, brother.
What's up, my guy? I appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir, man. What's going on?
Ain't nothing much. But offensive side, man, I felt like from the beginning, when it was first reported from the very beginning, I felt like it could be a possibility that Terry no longer be here. Honestly, man. But me personally, I would just give him 35 and call it a day. Yeah. You know what I mean? Sign him and call it a day because everybody keeps talking about you can find a receiver that's in the third. How many coaches we've been through? How many receivers they drafted? How long we've been looking for a receiver?
Forever.
Noah Brown's still trying to be our second receiver. Philly had to trade for A.J. Brown. Dallas had to trade for Pickens. That the Giants had to be in the top three to get
neighbors.
With,
yep.
With the, yes. So it's not like wow. If it's not like wide receivers growing trees out here. I mean, if anybody could find them.
So Nate, let me, and I totally agree with you because one of the last callers said that earlier. I don't know if you heard him. I disagree with that notion. I think we both can agree. We watch ball. It's the deepest position group in the NFL. I don't think there's any argument about that. I think elite wide receivers don't grow on trees. That's exactly the caveat right there. See, you can go get you can go find your run of the mill guys, but the top five, the top ten, it's kind of hard to find those dudes.
Right, you're not going to find that. And then on top of that, I hear everybody talking about CeeDee Lamb, and I like CeeDee Lamb, but CeeDee Lamb does most of his damage to me from the slot position. That's what he does. He don't do most of his damage from the outside.
I agree.
You know, then you got to look at the whole, like we always say, the whole team as a totality. Look at the team these other guys play with. Look at the defense Metcalf play with. Look how many times he was able to get on the field and have right. those opportunities. You know what I mean? And along with the quarterbacks and the receivers that he had Lockett in his prime.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That took all the pressure. And then both of them still got more drops than Terry combined.
Yep.
So if you really think you can find a receiver like that, right, why not just give Terry 34, 35, call it a day, right? You draft a receiver. If you feel like you can draft a receiver, Terry can mentor him, he takes over. You got that. If that receiver is anything like Terry or better, you got that receiver on a rookie contract.
I'll tell you what.
Until he's gone.
The best kept secret right now on the Commanders, Nate, is this. Jalen Lane's mm-hmm. Terry McLaurin. Jalen Lane's going to ball this year. You watch. And that's the other part of this that
and
I feel like maybe.
I watched him. Mm-hmm. I believe that. No, go ahead.
That's the other part that's interesting to me is they've spent pretty significant capital on the position over the past two seasons. Luke in the mm-hmm. third round, Jalen Lane this past year in the fourth, and then they traded for Deebo Samuel. So it's not like they've invested in the position. Outside
right,
of Terry McLaurin.
Said they had to trade for to get a type of player like Deebo Samuel. They had to trade for Deebo Samuel.
Right.
They couldn't find him in the draft. Our fans out here acting like they could just find that out here in the draft. You know what I mean? And it's really not, like you said, to find an elite like that, it's really not that easy. So my thing is, if we have to trade Terry, you have to get a top round, first round pick. It has to be a first round pick, and it has to be a top 10.
I'm okay, and I don't know if the Steelers would do this, but I don't know if you heard Kevin Sheehan last week brought up the idea of McLaurin for T.J. Watt. Now, I don't think Pittsburgh's dumb enough to do that. Some of these fans, though, had the nerve to say, I'd rather keep Terry. And those are the ones that I don't listen to from here on out. If you think that you would rather have Terry McLaurin over T.J. Watt, you'd have bumped your damn head.
Point blank. You ain't lying. I'm with you on that,
though. Nate, I appreciate you as always, brother. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I mean, and that we'll play the Kevin Sheehan audio a little bit later on before we get out of here. The DOC going to join us before we hand things over to him. He'll join us in the final segment of the program. But I feel like I'm trying to keep my head above water here. We have the NBA news break. You all are spamming the lines about Terry McLaurin. Let's keep rolling through the calls. 1-800-636-1067. We'll reset things here. Albert Breer of the MMQB, in his MMQB fan mailbag on Friday, said this about where things stand between the Commanders and Terry McLaurin. They have a lot of work to do. I'd expect that work will pick up when the league comes back from break in a few weeks, but it's still not in a great place. So we'll see what happens. There's plenty of time to get something done. For me, where things currently stand, I think it's an 80% chance the deal gets done. I think it's a 20% chance it doesn't get done. Are you concerned at all about where things stand in these negotiations? And then this is the second part of this question that makes you think a little bit. See, me, I don't want this being a distraction that drags throughout training camp into the beginning of the regular season. So if they genuinely feel like it's going to drag out, just trade them. I'm okay with cutting my losses on a 30-year-old wide receiver. I know you all are emotionally attached to Terry McLaurin. Hell, I am too. I'm a fan just like you guys are, so don't misconstrue what I'm about to say. I just understand business. At some point, you can't play tiddlywinks all summer with Terry McLaurin and have it drag into the regular season. At some point, you got to just move on. But here's why I think them just flat out moving on is unlikely. They've got the franchise tag at their disposal. So maybe they do right by Terry by moving on from him and saying, hey, look, we're going to cut our losses here, go our separate ways, and not be messy. That would be the adult thing to do. We'll see what they actually do. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to James and Clinton. Wants to chime in. What's up, James?
Hey, Linnell, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
All right. So I'm going to say that I feel that the messy part of this whole thing comes from some of the fans. Like you just said, it's a business. It's not personal. The team is looking at building around at building the team around Jaden while he's on his rookie contract. So a lot of times, players like Terry, they're getting paid for past achievements, but you also have to weigh in the age. Like you said, he's going to be 30
right.
when the season starts, and that doesn't make him an old man. But when you're looking at paying the amount of money that he wants, you just can't do that and continue to build the team. Teams like Kansas City and Green Bay, they don't have those notable wide receivers like some other teams. They look at building the entire team
right.
and then having the quarterback raise the level of the team. So
look, I'll even take it a step further. Look at Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs, man. They parted ways with Tyreek Hill once the money got too big because they thought, hell, we could just draft and develop guys around him. As long as we got Pat under center, we're good. And I think Commanders fans need to realize that about Jaden Daniels. As long as Jaden Daniels is under center, I'm telling you, it's great to have Terry McLaurin. He is a luxury. He is. Jaden's the type of quarterback that makes everyone around him better. So if they have to move on from Terry, if the number gets too high to where it doesn't make sense for them as an organization, guess what? Move the hell on. 1-800-636-1067 is number. Appreciate the call as always, man. I just, at some point, the McLaurin thing's got to make sense for the organization and McLaurin, and I think right now we're a long ways away from that happening. How rare is it during a contract negotiation that you hear nothing positive come out from either sides? Makes me worry a little bit. Vic is in Accokeek, wants to chime in. What's up, Vic?
Dunell, what's up?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm all right. So, once upon a time, in a land in the West Coast called San Francisco, there was a great coach and general manager named Bill Walsh. And Bill Walsh came into a room of other coaches. He had won Super Bowls. He had great drafts, all those things. And he said to Mike Holmgren, to Steve White, not Steve, Mike Holmgren was in there, though. I think Murray Uche was in there. Ray Rose was in there. He said, what can we get for Joe Montana? The room said, what? What are you talking about? They said, what can we get for Joe Montana? He said, I'm going to step out. I'll be right back. Think what we can get for Joe. Write it down. Mike Holmgren fought him on this. You notice what he did not say. What can we get for Jerry Rice?
Yeah, right.
That never came out of the 49ers' mouth until Jerry was a prehistoric dinosaur, and he still had 1,000 yards plus when he went to the Raiders. My point is, Jaden Daniels is our Jerry Rice. Terry McLaurin is our Joe Montana.
That's a good analogy.
I would love for Terry to stay. I would love for Terry to get 35, 36, 35.5, 35.7. I would love for him to get it, but I'm still a Commanders fan.
Yep.
I'm not the Commanders fan that believes Trent should have went because Trent should not have went.
Nope.
The left coach, I forget his name just that fast. He
Ron.
Messed that up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Ron botched that. He messed it up. And they're not humble. He's not humble enough to admit that because he was under the powers that be. So it is what it is. But we're not going to fight Jaden to appease Terry. And they're making that plain with what they're not doing.
Yep.
And Terry needs to understand that. And Terry needs to humble himself for the sake of the team if he wants to be with the team. But if he doesn't, then they need to humble themselves and accept that Terry has made his bones in the NFL. He has been consistently prolific in all of his years in the NFL. He's been a 1,000-yard receiver. And he's going to move on. Both of them have to have some humility on both sides to understand what this could potentially turn into. But I'm going to leave with this, like I just said.
Mm-hmm.
Terry is not Jerry Rice. He is our Joe Montana. Jaden Daniels is our Jerry Rice right now, and that's it.
Appreciate you as always, Vic. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Athan, Matt, Tony, Mike, if you're there, stay there. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. We'll run through your calls. What should the Commanders do, and do they officially have a Terry McCorn problem on their hands? Your calls on that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
About a half hour left to go with the Youngest and Charles and L. Willingham as we take you around the DMV here on this Sunday afternoon. We'll hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, coming up in about a half hour. Doc going to join us coming up here in about 15 minutes. Right now, though, when it gets to the breaking news that we got last segment, this is according to Shams Charania of ESPN. The United States District Attorney's Office is investigating Pistons guard Malik Beasley on allegations of gambling related to NBA games and prop bets. There is a quote that I wanted to read. It is from the attorney of Malik Beasley. He had this to say: an investigation is not a charge, according to Steve Haney. Malik is afforded the same right of the presumption of innocence as anyone else under the United States Constitution. As of now, he has not been charged with anything. I continue to believe, and I this is really my one thought on this, and I'll touch on it plenty tonight, 10 to 2 a.m. Eastern time on the Infinity Sports Network. But, I mean, it's very clear to me what the problem is. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Gambling has completely stripped away the integrity of professional sports. I think everybody's cheating. I'm just scared to say it because I don't want to be looked at as some conspiracy theorist. Scott Van Pelt does a segment on his late night sports center called Bad Beats, where it's random bets getting just completely screwed in the final moments. You don't think that stuff's rigged? A lot of this stuff is rigged. I'll even take it a step further, right? I knew a guy named Zach Kerr that played for the Cincinnati Bengals. And there was a prop bet in the Super Bowl. Remember when the Rams and the Bengals played in the Super Bowl? There was a prop bet as to what the color of the Gatorade was. You could bet on it on FanDuel. You could put as much money as you want. If you guessed the correct color of the Gatorade, you would win. You know how easy it is to find that out if you know someone that plays on one of the teams or if you know a staffer or an equipment manager? Like, that's not even talking about the integrity of the game. That's just talking about how easy it is to get insider information. And I continue to believe that if the district attorney's office is investigating you, they've been looking at Malik Beasley's ass for years. Because you don't just file an investigation off of one red flag. You file an investigation after you have a mounting amount of evidence to where you can go convict a guy. That's just the way the DA's office works. They're not going to go to trial and waste their time for a case that they may potentially lose. So for them to be investigating Beasley, they're just announcing that they've been investigating him. They've probably been investigating his ass for a while. And the stunning part about all of this is he's coming off a career year and may be facing banishment from the league. 1-800-636-1067. Two things we could chew on right now. Do you think gambling has impacted the integrity of professional sports? And then the second part is this, if you want to chime in on Terry McLaurin. Are you worried at all about the team's ability to get a deal done with McLaurin? And if they can't get a deal done during training camp and this drags out towards the start of the regular season, would you just flat out trade Terry McLaurin? Matt's in D.C. wants to chime in. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. And I'm listening to a lot of people getting Terry's back, and I get that. But what I'm not hearing is if Terry wants to get paid top dollar, go play for the Jaguars with Deami Brown.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think this organization is going to do that. Like, we're going to pay a fair price for a good player, and if he's looking for one of these big payouts, look at the Bengals. I mean, if that's what you want, like, get out of here. Like, we don't need you. We're bigger than any one player. It's not the old days. And so I love Terry, but if that's how he wants to be, we're not that organization anymore like we used to be. So I'm going to listen to what you got to say.
No, I get it, man. And, look, you're not wrong at all for that thought process. I don't know how long you've been listening, buddy, but the one thing that I continue to say is, like, I would love to know what both sides are saying. Like, are the Commanders lowballing Terry, or is Terry asking for a ridiculous amount of money? We'll obviously never know that, but if I had to guess, I feel like Terry's probably reached a number that the Commanders aren't comfortable with. Because for Terry, the negotiation's pretty easy. Pay me more than DK, and then work our way down from potentially CeeDee Lamb's contract in terms of the guarantees. Terry's got all the leverage, like I continue to say, because the team needs Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin's coming off of a year where he put up career numbers. The other reason why McLaurin has leverage, and maybe we'll take calls on this throughout the week, like, how would you guys look at Adam Peters and company if they traded Terry McLaurin? You all would look at them like a bunch of frauds. Appreciate the call as always, my man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If the team decided to trade Terry, you all would go berserk. Now, I guess the return for Terry would obviously influence that. But I can see it now. People would be up in arms. How could they ever do such a thing? Oh, Terry this. Oh, Terry that. You all are loyal to the name on the back of the jersey, not the front. And that's the problem. That's the problem with a lot of you. You all are so in love with individual players. It's about the Commanders, not Terry McLaurin. If Terry McLaurin wants to win and have the chance to compete for a Super Bowl, he'll take the deal that Washington's putting on the table. If not, he'll go elsewhere. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Don't get this misconstrued. I want Terry to get paid as much as the next man does. I'm telling you I do. But at some point, if you're Adam Peters and company, you can't just think about Terry McLaurin. You have to think about the Washington Commanders and do what's best for this organization. Point blank, period. And if that means Terry McLaurin hitting the road, we love what you've done for us here. You've been a philanthropist for the area. You've won us over on the field. You embody everything that it means to be a Commander. But if you're asking for too much coin, then we got to part ways. Simple as that. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can chime in on Terry McLaurin and whether or not you think the team gets a deal done. Are you concerned about if they get a deal done or not? And then if you want to chime in on this Malik Beasley gambling scandal, feel free to do so as well. This, to me, is the topic of conversation right now. I'll talk about it a ton later tonight, 10 to 2 a.m. Eastern time on the Infinity Sports Network. Because the Nationals are not or having their getaway day today, you will hear that live here locally on The Fan as well. So make sure you chime in. If you're just now joining us, the U.S. District Attorney's Office is investigating Pistons guard Malik Beasley on allegations of gambling related to NBA games and prop bets. It's not a good look. Athan in Annapolis wants to chime in. What's up, Athan?
You know, Linnell, like, let's say you do a $5 parlay and it gets you $200 or something like that. You know, you get excited about it, obviously, right?
For sure.
Well, imagine what these guys with serious money, how excited they get, because it's never enough.
Yep.
Whether you're getting paid by the team or you're gambling on the side seat. I was a criminal justice major in college, and I loved the project that I did researching the mob. I love the history of the mafia and all that stuff and how it all worked and everything. And Michael Franzese, I think he was the Columbo boss of the crime family, has said on video, you're not going to commit a crime anywhere in today's society and not get caught because of the technology. Yep. So which takes me to my next point. The technology to trace things that go back years. Listen, why do you think the NBA and the NFL with this roughing the passer, they haven't gotten it right for years? These people have cameras that they could sell to the CIA or FBI. That's how good the technology they can get is. They don't want to get it right because they're in bed with other people. And I'm telling you, on the college level, even with NIL, what about these kids that are not getting NIL money or getting scraps? You tell somebody you're going to give them 50 grand and it'll be at a Marriott hotel room, room 316, and the key's at the desk for you under Linnell Willingham's name, and the money's stuffed under the sofa, and all you got to do is turn the ball over three times and miss five shots or whatever. You telling me they ain't going to do it? I'm telling you, this is going to take down a major sport one day because you have the human element in this, and human emotion is impacted whether you like somebody or you're getting paid or whatever. Gambling is exciting, okay?
Yep.
And for us who have no money, okay, and get excited about $100 or $200, imagine what it's like for somebody putting $100,000 on a game, or you need one more home run to win $250,000 or whatever it is they're doing. It's going to take down the league, but more importantly, it's going to be more exposed, I think, in college sports.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely brutal what's going on. Athan, do you think you said you think it has the ability to take down a major league? I think the NBA is the only one that keeps getting caught with their pants down, Athan. So I think the NBA is going to be the league that falls victim to it first. I still believe Shohei's ass was betting. They just covered it up because he's such a major player.
Let me tell you something. If the NFL is the biggest player in the game, but ultimately, the Roman Empire fell too. It took time, okay?
Yeah,
but it'll fall. Because look at what you're talking about with Terry, okay? I understand these guys, any play, any time, their career could be over. But he's a top 12 to 15 receiver. He's not elite. And if you can, if it comes down to trading him, and you could somehow ditch him on the Raiders and give a one and like a three to the Steelers for what? I'm all for it, because you can't give these guys that are not primetime players $37, $38 million a year. It's just going to continue
to get
worse.
You know what else, Athan, and I'll let you go on this, brother. I think it would be more paramount to pay McLaurin if you didn't already have an elite quarterback. That's just my thought on it. Appreciate you as always, brother.
Yeah,
1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll kick it old school. The DOC, Rick Doc Walker, joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
About 20 minutes left to go in the program before we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. He'll lead you into Washington Nationals baseball. It's a getaway day for the fellas. They have played 9 straight games away from Nationals Park. They've been on this West Coast road trip. Bats were hot Friday night in the series opener. Not so much last night. We'll see if they're able to close the deal out coming up later on this afternoon. I mentioned top of the 1 o'clock hour. We'll hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. He joins us now. Doc, obviously a lot that we could chew on here, and I know you'll touch on a lot of it during your program as well. I got to start with this. We'll get to Terry McLaurin in a second. But, man, what do you make of what is going on in the NBA and these gambling scandals that continue to come out? I'm at the point where I've given up on the integrity of the game, and I feel like it's been compromised with the prevalence and the increase in sports gambling here.
Well, Big L, thank you for the opportunity to break up the monotony of your three-hour broadcast about Terry McLaurin. I hope the agency pays you well for it. Gambling obviously, it creates an addiction. And it's nothing to play with. And the leagues, when they got in, first of all, it's not new. And it's got to be managed properly. And unless you issue out real punishment for it, it will continue.
Yeah, I just the thing is, and someone tweeted this as well, and I'm glad you just mentioned it. Okay, it's something that's been going on. Now, it's never been promoted the way that it is right now, though, right? It's never been legalized. The leagues and the gambling agencies have never been in cahoots with each other the way that they are now. So I feel like I'm not surprised that we're hearing more about it. I guess what I'm surprised about is that people are this stupid. And it goes to what Athan, one of the last callers, said. Mm-hmm. There's never enough money to be had.
Right, he's right. No, Athan was on point, but stupid if it is an addictive form or alcoholic stupid?
Or is it a disease? People, or is it,
there disease? You go. So if you know that going in and yet you still continue to do it for profit, which I'm not mad at him, we're a profit hunger based society. Now, what I don't like is that they've now let it infiltrate into the toddlers, the NIL. So now we're now affecting them younger. It's going to get worse. It's going to hit. And it's about a lack of leadership, as it always has been. Some of the greatest nitwits of all time have been in charge of these committees. And they're NCAA and MLB, NFL, and all of them. And it's just, thank goodness for it, being in this side of the business. But it's sad how many people have made a fortune making horrible decisions.
Yeah, it's tough. This is a statement from NBA spokesperson Mike Bass that just came out. It says, quote, "We are cooperating with the federal prosecutor's investigation." Doc, I want you to correct me or tell me if I'm right or wrong on this, because I know you would know better than I do. When the U.S. District Attorney's Office is investigating you and it's made public, they've been doing their work on you, right? They've probably been investigating this for 2-3 years at this point.
Yeah.
There's no way, because they're not bringing nothing to the table unless they know they're going to be able to take it to court and win.
Absolutely, yeah. It's just like the other day when you broke out on your, and which was a fantastic personal story about your automobile. Man. You should have a Netflix, don't be surprised they offer you shortly.
Doc, I need to holler at you about stories, that too.
It was fantastic, and I was hoping for more today, and yet I was stuck with you and the agency that you represent and is paying you now to drag us through 3 hours of nonsense about a negotiation. I just like the public to know that will end at 1 o'clock.
I need your people to get in contact with my people. I know you got somebody that's willing to take on a civil suit.
No.
I got a case. You heard what I said Friday. I got a case.
No, you do. It sounded good. I tell you what, it got me from Gainesville all the way. I mean, I was so entertaining. And today I couldn't wait. 9 o'clock. Because usually I'm used to being let in. I'm an AWOD. You know, people bringing them. So I got a packed house. And now I got to start from brick by brick. Because you chased everybody away. Anybody with any ethics, any brain power, they just keep coming back to see, is he still talking about
Terry McLaurin?
This deal? And he is. And I go, so I got my work cut out. Thanks a lot.
Well, let's get your thoughts on that. I got a couple of things I want to get your thoughts on before we let you go, because you saw the leader of the purple and gold put his foot down. I know you probably saw that as well this morning. But let's get to McLaurin.
You know we've been sold, right? You know we have new ownership?
Well, I know. Things are different. That's why he's about to get the hell up out of there. He understands
what's going on. There you go. Now you're talking.
He understands what's going on.
But yeah, we're struggling McLaurin right thing? Now. It's not a good moment. It's tough. Everybody goes through it. We just got to fight through it until they clean house.
For sure. And let's see if Luka stands tall and signs an extension there, too. That would really be the poison pill if he said the hell with L.A., too. But with McLaurin, Doc, you've obviously covered this team for years. You played for this organization. You have been through numerous of contract negotiations and covered it in the media. The fact that nothing positive, Doc, is coming out about this McLaurin negotiation does worry me a little bit. And my other thing is this. If you're Adam Peters and company, why wasn't this your first order of business to start the offseason? It shows me a lack of urgency, and really, I think the fans maybe want Terry more than the organization wants Terry.
Well, again, because I'm closer to 100 than you are to 50, I know better. I don't negotiate on the air. It is a negotiation unless I'm getting paid too.
Yeah.
They love you because you keep their agenda alive. They hate me because I'm concerned about how Deebo Samuels fits in, Noah Brown fits in. I'm worried about Lane. Luke McCaffrey. I don't focus on people that aren't at work. I only focus on the people that are at work. I don't hate. Go get your cash, but that's not my concern. They're negotiating. But you got 3 hours out of it. I ain't mad at you.
Would it be let me take it a step further. Knowing what Adam Peters and Dan Quinn came in and preached last year, the brotherhood, nobody's above the team. If they can't get a deal done with McLaurin and they have to trade him, would it be considered a black eye over the franchise?
See, because I understand the game in that you can lose a player in practice.
Right.
So I think it's just sound mind. You never, ever, other than the quarterback, do you start hyperventilating over anybody coming and going.
Yeah.
Terry could sign, and I love him. Love his game, but he signs tomorrow. I feel this about all of them. You come in except for five.
Yeah.
You turn an ankle, you're gone. It's not a game that you get romantically involved with everybody till death do us part, because you have to get ready for what happens, sudden change, injuries. So I'm looking at the team. I got to have a sound team. I got boat run. I'm not worried about no wide receivers because I can't protect the edge. I've got to find out how to stop people from running the ball down my throat. And I've got to be able to run the ball down my opponent's throat. That's my concern. We have different interests. Our ages obviously dictates
no,
that.
No, look, I come from the same.
No, you're not. Because you just played this thing for damn near 3 hours.
I come from
so
the
I figured if you're getting paid by Terry's people, good for you. I ain't mad at you. But you will not hear his name mentioned from 1 o'clock till 3:35.
I come from the same school of thought that you do. It's one on the interior. But at the end of the day, this is a distraction. Point blank.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not a distraction because we go with who we have. We're Rough Riders. We're not worried about who's not there. I'm worried about who is there because I gotta get develop them. They're
gut
in shorts
feel.
Right now. They're in lingerie.
Gut
so
feel.
Who are we kidding? But for receivers, this has a better being because I can get more timing. I can get things down. I actually can do some things. But I need these puppies. The moment Terry signs, he's good to go. If he doesn't, that's on him. God bless him. I have got to figure out a way to beat Philadelphia. That's all I'm – and right now, the Giants are all that's on my mind. I don't care about anything, but how do I get 1-0? How do I win September? That's boring. Because you are dragging this thing out. Beautifully done, man. Beautifully done.
I paint with a
you're an artist.
A broad stroke. I'm an artist.
You're an artist. But the public, they're not stupid.
Well, some of them are.
They're coming after
you. Take a quick time out.
They're coming after
you. When we come back, I want to keep you around. Can I get your thoughts
no.
on LeBron James?
No, you can't. What you can do is join me when I get on the air.
Okay.
And I'll book you, and then you can come on. We can talk about it. How about that?
Go.
What time would you like to be on?
There we go. Whenever you throw up the bat, you know I got to get a nap in because I'm double dipping this afternoon.
That's not my problem. That's your problem.
You catch me later.
You want to be rich.
10 to 2 a.m. Eastern time. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll put a bow on things and hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, next there on The Fan. Final segment before we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. Always a good time catching up with him. Make sure you check him out. 1 to 3:30 leading into Washington Nationals baseball. Despite being a legend of the Burgundy and Gold, the DOC also a massive fan of the Purple and Gold. One piece of information that we did not get to you during today's program. A massive, massive update on the future of one LeBron James in L.A. with the Lakers. This also, according to Shams Charania of ESPN, LeBron James has made the stunning decision to exercise his $52.6 million player option for next year with the L.A. Lakers. And Rich Paul gave this quote to ESPN. He knows the Lakers are building for the future. He understands that. But he values a realistic chance of winning it all. We are very appreciative of the partnership that we've had for 8 years with Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka and consider the Lakers as a critical part of his career. We understand the difficulty in winning now while preparing for the future. We do want to evaluate what's best for LeBron at this stage in his life and career. I'll talk about it a ton tonight, 10 to 2 a.m. Eastern time on the Infinity Sports Network. But my takeaway is this. LeBron James may have played his final game as a member of the Los Angeles Lakers. And I'll leave it at that. You can keep the conversation going with me on social media. It is at NELL_BTP. The DLC, Rick Doc Walker's got you next. He'll lead you in the Nats baseball. I'll hear from you tonight. Be well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.